of the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, November 6, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda? Somebody took my good pen.
I just had a junk pen that you did, so.
Which one? There's, check one of the other guys.
He's called Bob.
You sound like Bob.
Nobody excuses my.
Blame somebody else.
Seeing no changes to the agenda, we shall make the department head and elected officials. Terry Johnson, county auditor.
My first cup of coffee for the morning. I haven't had time, but busy day. Already ran through a few precincts to fix a few printer issues, but other than that, everything seems to be going well. Absentees, we got the absentee board downstairs and they're opening those up. But so far, we sent out 7,496 absentees for this year's election. And in 2014, so it bypassed 2014, because in 2014, we'd sent out 7,301. So we upped that. And people are very good at receiving them back, because the ballots we've received has been 6,739, where in 2014, we only received 6,448 back. So both of them are up. We had a big day yesterday at the counter. The girls waited on 336 people at the counter.
Wow.
So they were pretty busy. And we'll be going down, picking up the mail, see what other absentees come in the mail today. So we'll check that twice today.
Do the absentee, those count people that voted at the counter?
Yes. Yeah, that includes everybody.
How many people actually voted at the counter over the last?
I'd have to check that number.
I just wondered what.
For sure.
If it was half or a quarter or?
Probably, I don't know. I'd have to look.
Okay.
I don't want to say and then be way off base, so. But I'll have to check on that. And then the other thing is, we'll have the canvas on the 14th at 9:00 a.m. We'll have our regular meeting on the 13th. We'll have the canvas on the 14th at 9:00 a.m. I know, Tom, you said you were going to be out of town. And what's been after that, the post-election audit is going to be on the 15th at 9:00 a.m. The post-election audit is where, that's the new requirement, where we have to audit one of the precincts. The Secretary of State will let us know which precinct we have to audit. And we've got a whole process to go through and count all the ballots and make sure that, it's basically checking the machines to make sure that they counted everything correctly, so.
Thank you. Chris Lee, County Conservation.
Hi, good morning. Things are finally slowing down. The campground was only one-third full this last weekend, which is, we've never had people camping in November. To have 9 or 10 campers up there over the weekend was great. The shower house is shut down and the water is going to be shut off tomorrow to the campground. So we'll be officially closed, except we've got, I think, 3 campers up there now that are going to stay all week even without water. I think they're gone. Other than that, just kind of transitioning into winter mode. And our office is crazy today because it's a voting place. And so I'll be out there, but it's been a zoo so far this morning. So a lot of voter turnout, so that's fantastic. Just kind of keeping on.
Janelle, Treasurer's Office.
Good morning. Keeping busy. We mailed out approximately 1,400 delinquent notices last Friday, so.
1,400 or what?
Delinquent notices. Other than that, keeping busy.
Thank you. Angie, how's the safety department doing?
Good morning. It's doing very well. By the way, you gentlemen look very dapper in your pink today.
Thank you.
I don't really have anything new for you, so.
How did the active shooting go that you put on for Henry County?
Oh, very well. Very well, so.
Doug, how's the jail doing?
Doing good. Our population's actually down to 84 this morning. And we're going to take 3 to Oakdale tomorrow-ish. And see what happens with the morning court, but did go down a little bit, but we've had that also in the past. We're down about 10.
Good. Sheriff.
Morning, Jim. Just a reminder that we could be in snow conditions by this weekend, and everybody needs to take their time and slow down. Make sure they're winter ready, their cars are winter ready, and ready for this cold snap are coming, and it sounds like we may have a couple chances for snow coming up. So I personally don't really like standing along the road doing wrecks. I do that, do help occasionally on that. So so let's everybody slow down and be ready for this snow event. Everything else is good.
Oh, good. Thank you. Amy, how's the attorney's office?
Busy, good. We have two district court jury trial dates this month, November 14th and the 27th. So we'll be busy as usual. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Mr. Carter, secondary road.
Yeah, good morning. I'd echo what Mike said. Sounds like it'd just be overnight, and if anything, it'll be a little slush. But we're not going to go throw everything on for a little bit of slush. We're still, in fact, we're hauling salt today. And we'll have a couple trucks ready just in case something gets particularly slick. Normally this time of year, the pavement's got enough heat that anything that does land overnight melts fairly quickly. So we'll have a couple trucks ready, and we'll just see what the weather does. And if it changes the forecast to something worse, we'll certainly adjust. So asphalt project should be continuing here in the next day or two. Right now that crew is working in Burlington on Mount Pleasant Street. So depending on when they finish that, whether it be today or tomorrow, they'll go back to asphalt. They'll be going up to Mediapolis Road next. So if you've been through Beaverdale Road, it is done as far as asphalt goes. But there is still shoulders to be rocked and driveways to have some rock and stuff like that. So that's been a hot topic out in that area. A lot of phone calls and why are you doing this here and why are you doing that there. So been able to answer a lot of questions, and if you guys get questions, let us know. A lot of folks out there, as you remember, we milled down and then we laid new asphalt, so we didn't change the road elevation very much. We did a little bit, and that always generates people look at the new and they see that drop off because they haven't got the shoulders done, and everybody thinks it's a whole lot higher and a whole lot steeper, and really in the end it's not, but that generates a lot of conversation. So it was a busy week last week as far as phone calls on that subject. So they will be going to Mediapolis Road, and then it'll just be a matter of weather and daylight, and we'll see how long all that takes. So, and we are, like I mentioned, we're finishing hauling salt today. The terminal's been really busy, so we just didn't get as many rounds in as we wanted last week. So they'll finish that up today. And then I'd like to mention congratulations, or at least give props to Terry's office. I was up here yesterday a couple different times, and they were swamped. I mean, 300 doesn't seem to do it justice, but I guess when you're in a kind of a narrow hallway and people down both sides in the voting booths and everything, they were swamped, and they kept it moving. They really did. So somebody'd step in when somebody else got a call, because people don't realize that all the other calls don't quit coming in. So I'd mention that. I thought it was impressive how quickly they kept it moving. So,
how cold can you haul poor asphalt?
It's kind of a couple different dynamics. First is the asphalt has to stay a certain temperature in the back of the truck. And that's one of the first things you check. That's really number one priority. If the asphalt's hot enough coming out of the back of the truck and stays hot enough through the laydown part of it, then you can still get compaction and still get a good product. So more than air temperature, that's something we pay attention to. And we do have an infrared thermometer that the inspector uses to make sure that, and normally that's not an issue as much as people would think it would be, as long as they have the trucks tarped. That keeps a lot of heat in. Air temperature is something we pay attention to, but it's not a rigid decision. In conditions and surface conditions too, it's whether if it's chilly but dry, you know, that's a different dynamic. It's chilly and wet, certainly that's something that we try to avoid. So it's not a fixed equation. Every morning's different. There's a hard frost, that kind of a thing. It's just every morning is a little different, and we evaluate it with the contractor. So that's No question gets asked right now.
I had to go to Minneapolis last night, so I took, you know, Danville and Minneapolis Road. And I commented on having that bump sign there, but there's one thing wrong with that bump sign. When you pass that bridge, it should say big bump.
You're not the first person.
I hit that about 50 miles an hour, and I thought I was going to go airborne.
And it's better than it was. We actually made the contractor go back and touch everything up before they moved south. And
yeah.
That's one of those things that you'd it's kind of the life of a project like that. It's just not something you like the way that is. But hopefully, conditions allow and everything else. The contractor has a lot of shoulder rock to do still too. So even if it's too cold to be doing asphalt, if they're efficient, they could kick over and do shoulders instead of asphalt, because that requires traffic control and stuff like that. So for the point we are in the season, there's still a lot of work to be done when you're talking about an asphalt project. So I guess we're gonna see how it goes. And hopefully the weather will allow and they can knock this thing out.
Quick question. Are they, if they start laying asphalt and the temperature's wrong or whatever, there's no contract. I've seen them knock out concrete foundations.
Yep.
Because they're jackhammer mount. They have to remove that section of asphalt to be...
There's two different ways, depending on what damage is determined or what inferior product you're getting is determined. You can have them mill it up and put new back down, and you don't pay them for either the milling or the asphalt. If the damage is not determined to be a long-term structural issue, so it's not going to cause your product to fail, they just were outside of some type of spec, or for instance, the other thing on the back end, and most people probably don't know what we're doing, but on this project, after a certain number of tonnage, or after every single day, they go mark out cores, and they have to do cores, which is where they drill through the layer of asphalt and send it into a plant or send it into a technician, and it's tested for density. And ultimately, with asphalt, it needs to be hot enough, and you got to get your density from. That's why you have two or three rollers behind the hot asphalt machine, the laydown machine. If you can get both of those, pretty good chance you got a good final product. So those are the first two things you look at. On the density side of it, down to a certain point, you actually just handle through price deductions. So they don't get paid the full dollar amount. And obviously if you get too low, they don't, you know, you get to a certain point where their density doesn't meet, then you start talking about removal. I have to say it's not very frequent that you come to a removal part for density related or for something like that, because the asphalt contractor doesn't want to throw money away either. So
I've never seen it removed, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Sometimes with concrete, sometimes those test results become an issue after they've already done it. If the inspector catches something, and so I would say it's probably more likely, because you can't just mill concrete out, you're going to tear it out. So yeah, I would rather be doing this summer rather than right now. It just adds another portion to it that is just a headache to pay attention to, but you only get to pick so much of the contractor's schedule. So
thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. Zach, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Yeah, things are going well. I've had a busy couple of weeks. We've got a subdivision here where we're getting comments back due the end of this week, so it's possible it'll be on the agenda for next week for approval. And then we've got two or three other ones that we've been kind of working with some folks on, and they're not out for review yet, but probably here in the next couple of weeks I would assume that we'll get those out to folks for review. And then we still have a couple that we've already had approved here that we're just waiting to get all the paperwork done to get them recorded. So we had one last week that we finally got recorded. I think we've got two other ones that are sitting there where we're just waiting on a few things to get it done. So other than that, things are going well.
Okay, thank you. Correspondence, I don't see any errors. You gentlemen have any correspondence?
No, I'm not.
I do not either. Time for public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise. Nobody rise. We shall move on to discussion and vote. I have accounts payable claims here. in the amount of $1,407,658.26.
Looks like you've been buying some gravel.
Yep.
Motion to approve.
I'm guilty.
Terry Johnson.
John Brokers.
Yes.
Bob Beck. Jim Carrey.
Yes. Reimbursement claims for $1,361.83 and non-cash taxable $426.07.
Move approved. Second.
Terry Johnson.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
John Brokers.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have the approval of the 2018 gas and electric assessment.
Motion to approve. The state just gives us that.
Yeah.
Said you can either take it this way, you can go without the money. Second.
Terry Johnson.
John Brokers.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Approval of the 2018 utility assessment. Move to approve.
Same deal. Second.
Terry Johnson.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokers.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have an application for family farm tax credit. This is from the county auditor, or assessor, I mean, not auditor. Sorry, Terry. The purpose of this letter is to recommend an application for family tax credit filled by Nathan Prince on residential class, partial described as 1525-100-016. Be denied. This recommendation comes after reference in Iowa Code 425A, which outlines the requirements to be eligible for the tax credit. Specifically, the property should not be engaged in the farming, and more than half of the acres be devoted to the production of crops or livestock. It is found that the primary use of this land is for residential purposes, thus the classification is residential. It is my opinion that the applicant does not fulfill the requirements set forth in the Iowa Code 425A to receive the family farm tax credit, and the application should be denied.
Motion to deny.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokers.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey?
Yes. Sorry. Now you want this stamp, Terry? You want this? Approved letter?
We got the actual application, or that's the letter from the assessor?
This is the assessor's.
Matt's letter recommends not approving it, so you can approve his letter.
Approve his letter?
Or either deny the application.
You got the application. That's the application.
Yeah, this application should be denied.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, we're going to do this one here. This one, yeah. Okay, next, approval of the IDOT agreement with County Bridge. Federal aid swap funding, Sperry Road Bridge.
This is this agreement was created because of the change from the federal funds to the swap funds, which I've talked to you guys about in the past. This is a little bit like Tom mentioned earlier on the credit or whatever it was. If you want the money, this is this is what you're going to do. So you're welcome to read the whole thing. I'm not going to claim I read the whole thing because it's boilerplate language. We would have signed a federal agreement way back when. Now that this is a swap project, it's a swap agreement. I would recommend your approval, and we're prepared to proceed with this project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Brian, does these get signed in blue ink?
You can do whatever you wish because it's no longer a federal document, so.
Okay. Stamp them?
You can stamp it and sign it. That's just fine. And Terry, I still send the four originals. There are four up there. You can do them after the meeting. You don't have to do it now. I have to send those still to the DOT, even though we submitted electronically also. So I'll leave a copy with you.
This is something we lobby for. The federal money's kept at the state level. So they, instead of funneling federal dollars down, they funnel state dollars down, because if we get federal dollars, all the federal red tape comes with them. So on some projects, it saves us probably up to 20%.
Yes, I think there might be some projects where it might save more than that. So, but it's a good thing, and really this is just a formality to continue with the project.
Okay, we have personnel actions, three of them. We'll do them all at once here. And, all for the correctional center.
Can I interrupt you just for a second? Terry asked me, did Terry talk to you about
this? Okay. They want these stamped up here, so we don't stamp them down there.
And that's not something you've already done. We've always done that. It makes it hard to read, yeah.
That machine told me before my coffee, and I remember.
She told me yesterday when I was down.
Okay, the first one is Lexus Avenue Correctional Officer full-time, 6 month step increase from $36,484.29 to $37,425.19 a year. The next one is Angela Schultz, Correctional Officer full-time, 12 month step increase from $37,425.19 to $38,370.90 a year. And the third one is Tanner Whalen, assistant cook kitchen, 3 month step increase from $8.50 an hour to $8.81 an hour.
Motion to approve all three.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We had the minutes from the October 30th meeting, 2018.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry Johnson.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Do you have agenda items? Just canvas next Wednesday for all. Committee reports.
I have none.
I have none.
I have some. I have to figure out what it is. That's back.
Adjournment with an aye.
Aye.
I had a paperwork for you. Okay.